we just want to say thank you, Lord, this day. Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Lord, thank you, Father, for the way that you are with your people. And Lord, right now, as we would just go into your word, Lord, we ask that your spirit that leads and guides us into all truth would be with us in this time. Lord, I acknowledge openly that there's nothing good in me but your spirit. And so it's to your spirit that I yield, Father. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you would have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay. Well, amen. Well, it's good to see everyone again. Yeah, I was saying, every time I come back, you've moved. The first time I came here, you were down the street. Then when I came here last time, you were upstairs. And now you've taken over the whole building. Actually, though, last time that I was here, something even what God was speaking was that this would grow, and it would grow very quickly, is the word that we used. And you know, something that we have to learn more and more is how to flow with God. Because God doesn't work like the world works. You know, the world will stop and it will make a big long plan and it will think 5 years what will happen. But in John chapter 3, it tells us that we are like people of the wind. And we go where God sends us, we do what God has for us to do. And God keeps us moving. I'm very happy to see friends here from all over the world, and many, many years God has had us as friends. And God has us here, God has us there, and then He brings us back together for one day to celebrate, and then sends us back out. So I see you becoming more and more comfortable with the way that God is working with you. I want to encourage you in that. Okay, go to the very first page of your Bible. And the very first verse, it says, "In the beginning, God." I'm going to just give you the first half. Okay. We serve at a God of beginnings. You know, the most times people read the very first verse all the way through. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and they start there. Yes. But just the very first four words say, "In the beginning, God." And something that we have learned as God's people is that nothing starts without Him. Nothing begins without God's say-so. There's a lot of people that have tried to start things in life without Him. But when God speaks, that's when things happen. And so God begins, and God began a work here. And when God started this work, God spoke certain things to certain people, and they began to act on that. Now, when God began the creation, it took a little while for things to get in order and in place. So God put light, and God created the expanses, and God put the vegetation, all the things God was putting together. But once that word has been spoken by the mouth of God, it will surely come to pass. Something that the devil has learned very clearly is that when God speaks, even his best efforts will only further the purposes of God. Do you know that's a promise of God for you? There's that verse in Romans 8:28. How many of you know that one? Yes? Yes? See? Okay, well, quick, we'll go there. I'm just going to quick detour. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that God causes, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God." To them who are the called according to His purpose. So that means that everything, every difficulty, every trial, everything that we face, as we continue to walk with God, that God causes that, He turns that, He uses that for His purposes. And when you look back, when you look back after you've walked just a little while, you can see how God caused that to work for good in your life and for His purpose.
Que esa cosa que pasó obrara para tu bien en tu vida.
It's not a promise for the world. For the world, a lot of bad things will happen and nothing good will come out of it. But for God's people, He takes the crucifixion and turns it into the resurrection. Okay, so now when God does this time and again, God will do new beginnings in your life. Now, today is Mother's Day, yes? So there are beginning points. All of us began our life in this world. We came into this world. Thank God for the mothers that we have. But you also have a new birth experience when you come into a relationship with Christ Jesus. When a person bows their knee before the living God and they say, Lord, your will be done, forgive me, cleanse me, receive me as your son or daughter. That is a new beginning. God pushes the reset button in your life. You see the blackboard. You see the blackboard for teaching. God takes and cleans the whole thing and starts with a new slate. God also with you, as you continue to walk with Him, many times what God will do is will give you a brand new assignment, a brand new start. Just you coming here, this is a new beginning for you. Now, what do you do when God has a new beginning for you? Okay, I'm going to give you a few things. That you can take with you. Okay? Okay, who's got a pen? You should write these down. Think, write them down. Keep these with you. Okay. The first one. Go to Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 16. Alright. I'm under a hurricane here. It's okay. Just one down, please. Poquito. One more. Okay. Samuel chapter 16. And verse 1 says, And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing as I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for me a king among his sons. Okay.
Yes. 1 Samuel, 16, verse 1.
Okay, a little background. God had appointed Saul as king over Israel.
Dios le dio la posición a Samuel como rey de Israel.
But Saul, because of his free will decision and his free will choice to rebel against God,
pero Samuel por su decisión voluntaria y su decisión voluntaria de él se rebeló contra Dios.
Samuel por decisión voluntaria y rebelde contra Dios.
God rejects Saul.
Dios rechazó a Saúl.
Porque rechazó a Saúl.
And Samuel weeps for Saul.
Y Samuel está llorando por Saúl.
Samuel está pidiendo a Saúl.
And God speaks to Samuel in this situation.
Y Dios le habla a Samuel en esta situación.
¿Vosotros te vale a Samuel en la situación?
And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing that I have rejected him?
Y Dios le pregunta a Samuel, ¿por cuánto tiempo vas a llorar por Saúl, sabiendo que yo lo he rechazado?
So the question is, how long will you keep crying over something that I'm through with?
Ahora, ¿cuánto tiempo vas a estar llorando por algo que ya yo he terminado con eso?
How long will you keep crying over something that God is finished with?
¿Cuánto tiempo tú vas a llorar por algo que ya Dios terminó con eso?
So when God is doing a new beginning in your life, the first one is you need to forget the former things. You need to forget the things that were before, because you cannot succeed in what God is doing now if you still relate to Saul. That means the old you, that all the things from before, all of that, forget it.
Amen.
You're done with that. And God is done with that. You serve a creative God. And God can take a shepherd boy and make him a king. And God can take a king and turn him into nothing. God is no respecter of persons. But he looks at the heart. Okay, so the first one is forget the former things. Okay, next one. Flip to Luke.
Lucas.
Little brother Luke. Yes. Okay. Luke chapter, let's see. Luke chapter 1. And verse 26 said, and in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And let me skip down a little bit and let's see. Verse 34 says, and then the, And then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that this holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. References Luke chapter 1. Just read verse 26 through 28. And then read verse 38, which says, And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Okay. The second one for you is embrace the will of God. The first one was forget the former things. Your next one is embrace the will of God. Now when God explains His will to Mary, it's Mother's Day. This is Mother Mary. She's young, she's troubled. She's disturbed by the words. But she knows that it's God speaking to her. And when you know that it's God speaking to you, when you know that it's God expressing something to your heart, when God is doing a new beginning in your life, embrace the will of God. Especially when you don't understand it. Especially when you don't understand it. Because if God's ways are higher than our ways, as the heavens are above the earth, and if His thoughts are higher than my thoughts, then I'm probably going to have some real difficulty understanding what God is saying to me, but I need to trust Him in that. And you wait, because as you keep walking with God, God will make all things clear in His time. Okay, third one. I got two more for you. Third one. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse 1 says, Wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Okay. Alright. So, your third one is put aside every weight. Put aside every weight.
Well,
surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by many that have come before. We're surrounded by the stories, even in this book, of those that have followed and trusted God and seen what God has done in and through their lives. And what happens is when you see that which has come before, you make a decision and a resolution in your life that to walk with God, to run with God, becomes the priority. Now there are things that come into your life. Some things make you feel heavy. And some things make you feel light and lift your spirit. Now, how many of you have run? You've gone running. Okay, when you run, have you ever run carrying something? How far can you run when you're carrying something? Not very far, and not very long. God tells you that there are weights that are hanging on your spirit. There are people that are latching on to your life. They don't want to go anywhere with God, and they don't want you to go anywhere with God either. What is does a weight go anywhere? If you just leave the weight, is it going to go anywhere? No, it stays right there. There are some people that have stayed right there for a very, very, very long time. You leave them, you come back 5 years later, they're in the same place you left them last time. Jesus said about them, let the dead bury the dead. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, that's very harsh. How can you be so harsh with people? I tell you what, that is the kindest thing that you can do for them is to let the dead bury the dead. Because as long as you carry them, they have the illusion that there's still some life in them. But once you continue to run the race that God has for you, they realize for themselves their true position. And you... And then you give them the opportunity for them to get themselves right with God and not live out of your relationship with Him. And the whole time you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Okay, uno más. One more. When God is doing a new beginning in your life, go to Galatians chapter 3. Says verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1.
Galatas 3, 1.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on my Spanish. Okay. Verse, the fourth one for you is, know the traps that will come to try and pull you back. Know the traps that will come to try and pull you back. You know, the entire world system is designed to keep people from getting free. All of it. So the religious systems of the world, music, all the corporate, everything, all of the world system that's not given over to God is designed to keep you from ever getting free. And the moment that you begin to walk out God's plan in your life, there will be assignments set to you to try to bring you back. So know and recognize that those are coming. For the church here, those came. For the church in this situation, God had set them free in the Spirit and they got wrapped back up in the law. And God has set this place and He set many of you, you're free in the Spirit. But know that there are those that are there that are assignments of the enemy designed to keep you from moving on with what God has for you. But understand that God is taking you from glory to glory, from strength to strength. He's not a God that takes you back. He's a God that takes you forward. He's not a God that takes you back. He's a God that takes you forward.
Okay.
to do is remember where God brought you from, to remember you don't want to have to go back there again. So, forget the former things. Embrace the will of God. Put aside every weight. And know the traps that will come and try to pull you back. And know that you are in the plan and purpose of God for your lives. You know, the very first verse we started with was, "In the beginning, God." And you know what the last verse of the Bible is? In Revelation 22:21, it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." So it begins with God and it closes with Jesus. This thing begins and ends with God. So we are living in God's plan and purpose. And when God works with you, go with what God has for you. And His plan for your life, God intends good and wonderful things for each and every one of you. So my time is up, so I'm going to stop there for now. And I pray God's blessing on your life, and it's always a joy to spend a Sunday with you here.